This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Today on the Jeff Calkins Show, we have Chris Herndon's going to join us straight up 10 o'clock. Otherwise, it is just us. We have a whole lot to talk about, including, you know, we weren't here to talk about the college football play, the results of the college football playoffs. Jeffrey, were we?
We were not, Jeff.
Pretty shocking stuff. Fun.
I thought, other than if you just ignore the first two games on Saturday, I thought it was a great, great weekend.
Absolutely magnificent. Less magnificent, the Grizzlies West Coast swing. Including losses and injury.
Last night was also one of those, you got to like the last 5 minutes and you're like, why am I still staying up?
And a close call for the Memphis Tiger basketball team, which continues to justify some skepticism, I think, about
2-0.
There you go. Look at the bright side. Plus, NFL weekend that went down to the absolute, an NFL season.
To the game,
to the last
they kept
play.
Saying game 272 or 276.
It was a magnificent, absolutely magnificent way to wrap up a crazy ass season in the NFL with a spectacular game with so much on the line,
and the Jets
and a missed
did it.
Field goal, and the Jets did it. The Jets got through the season without.
17 games.
Without picking off a single pass.
What was the stat going around?
Just unbelievable.
I think it was like Aaron Glenn had 13 consecutive seasons with an interception.
So much was unbelievable. Though this season was absolutely nuts. And we will, of course, talk about all of that and more, including we got portal news now. Portals open up. Players are flying around. It is a busy time in the world of sports, but I did think I would first talk about the changes here at 92.9 FM that are coming, triggered by my announcement yesterday that I'm going to wrap up this show. And this will be the last week of this show. And I tweeted out and put up a little story at the Daily Memphian, and now the Odyssey and whatever has put out a press release about it and all of that. And I found myself thinking about Steve White and about Jennifer Biggs. Like, I have liked so much about doing this show. It has been an absolute blast. And I'm going to get to some of the things that have been fun and some of the stories behind a little bit how we got here. By the way, this the rest of this week, it's going to be a regular week of I say sports talk, of whatever this show is and has been. It's going to be a regular week of that. And then then Friday, speaking of that voice, Friday we'll bring GP back. GP, I've reached out to GP, and he's going to come back. And we'll have a special appearance, Fishman on Friday. He's obviously wrecked by this news, and so I'm giving him a double dip this week. Charles will be back on Friday, and we'll do a little. Listen, I struggle with whether to take calls or not because I don't need people to call in and say either how great I am or how terrible I am. So I don't know, but we might, whatever. Friday we'll set aside for a little time to reflect on this show. And then I'll talk about it in this segment. And then after that, and what's to come here at 92.9. But after that, we're going to try to do a regular whatever the hell this show is for this week. But Friday should be fun. And we hope that the you know, more than normal stuff we got this week, including Fish on Friday on Tuesday tomorrow, and including Chris Harrington all week, whatever. But I found myself thinking about Steve White and Jennifer Biggs. Because I've had so much fun doing this show. And there's been so many people who've been regulars. But the opportunity, like, I don't know that I ever had more consistently more fun than talking to Steve White and Jennifer Biggs. Like, they were both really knowledgeable, incisive at what they were talking about. But they were also just, like, joyful. You know, like they were the perfect combination of they had something to say, but they did it with such exuberant joy that and to have the chance to, like, that was those were segments that I looked forward to every single week. Jennifer wasn't actually weekly formally. She didn't have a slot because we never knew what she'd be writing about or whatnot. But it was so much fun talking to Jennifer that that it was basically weekly. You know, we basically had her weekly, right? Don't you think?
Sometimes we had her bi-weekly.
The only one reason I didn't want her weekly was because what if I wanted her twice in a given week?
Yeah.
Right. So, and they're gone.
We will not wait to talk about this item.
And that did, you know, partly frame, not thinking about them specifically, but why I'm wrapping this up. And to be clear, it's this is all my decision to wrap this up after all of these years. And I think George Lapidus might be disappointed, like George, at my lack of work ethic.
Go out on your back.
Yeah, like George.
You die in that chair with some honor.
George, exactly right. George was doing this show. He had this unbelievably debilitating lung disease, and he was doing the show, I don't know if with an oxygen tank, but like George was like, that dude just kept doing it and doing it and doing it and contributing as best he could. And maybe he'd be disappointed. But for me, honestly, I'm 64. I'm not retiring. This isn't retirement because I'm going to still write for the Daily Memphian, which I've really always considered sort of the thing I do best. It's why I came to Memphis. It's what I've done in Memphis is write columns. And I have a fun one that's going up tomorrow that I'm really looking forward to getting out there. And but I decided to see what life would be like without my mornings filled every day with this. As simple as that. It really, there's nothing more complicated than that. I have done this since 2004. And that's not anything, you know, like Ron Olson is sneering at that. Did Ron just hit 50 years?
At least.
I think we celebrated Ron's 50 years recently. So, like,
I mean, it might be 50 years in Memphis. I think Ron was doing radio
early.
In
the 70s. But this is my side. What happened was is that George, it was in fact George in 2004, I had moved to Memphis to be the columnist at the Commercial Appeal. And let's be honest, people were wildly skeptical that this Yankee from Buffalo was going to come in here. And what the Harvard thing was also weird. And there were really good people at the Commercial Appeal then who wanted and would have done a magnificent job as the columnist, including David Williams and Mike DeCourcy and Ron Higgins. And so there was great skepticism, and George himself was pretty skeptical. And but ultimately, I kind of barely kind of won him over, and he invited me onto his show to be his sidekick. Now, that's a show I didn't have to prepare for at all, because George just did it. George just ran that show. George ran that show. He had me sit basically over in the corner, and he would, between him and the garbage can. And so he would occasionally hand me things that I had to throw out. And I, to George's full credit, it was, as he would say, the originator of sports talk in Memphis. And it was a must listen show. And my job was mostly to poke fun at George. And I think that's what George thought my job was. Like, he took himself very seriously, but not so seriously that he didn't let people, you know, poke fun at him. And so that was my introduction to radio, and with a true professional in George Lapidus. And, but I was very clearly a sidekick there. And so then what happened is that GP and I work with the Gary Parish at the Commercial Appeal, and Gary and I decided to go out and start our own show. And this show was on a little station, 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, didn't y'all do it out of like that trailer in West Memphis?
No. We did it down. It was on Beale Street, actually, right across from FedEx Forum was the studio, but the trailer in West Memphis might have been the tower. And so we had this idea that that one was called the Jeff and Gary Show. And we had this idea that we would get all the sponsors ourselves. That's what George did. Like George would share, but George basically got his own sponsorships, kept the money from those sponsorships, and then paid for his time or shared time, whatever. And so Gary and I are like, this is how you get rich, without realizing that neither of us could sell anything. Like, we are to our bones not salespeople. Complete catastrophe. And so we started doing that, and they ultimately put us on salary, and then they went under. That did not work out. And so Dan Barron and Brad Carson, who ran this station. And Dan was always skeptical. He was an Alabama guy. Initially skeptical that big FM sports talk could work in Memphis, because, like, there's not one team that people talk about all year round. Like, he's an Alabama fan, right? Or if you're in Pittsburgh, like, you can talk about this. Whatever. And, like, what are you going to do in Memphis where there's this, it's Tennessee and it's Memphis and it's Ole Miss and it's Mississippi State and it's Arkansas and it's Vanderbilt. And this was just the Grizzlies sort of had barely really not taken hold, and the Memphis Tigers had their ups and downs, and football had more downs than ups. And so how's this going to work? And I couldn't do afternoons either, because I had little kids and I needed to be home. I was a single dad, divorced dad, and every other week I was schlepping, you know, whatever. So we called it instead. It became the Gary Parish Show with Jeff Calkins, and I would pop on every day at 5. And that was incredible fun. And we did Harvard Holding Trivia, and all of a sudden this station just absolutely took off. Like, this station, whatever you think about me or Gary or any of the people who have followed, Chris Vernon, all the fabulous shows that are on there. It has been, Eric was a big part of that too. It has been a massive success. And so we just kept adding shows, and they added the Chris Vernon Show, and Chris was great, continues to be great. Eric was great, continues to be great. I think Eric went through a little bit what I'm going through. He's like, one job's enough for me. You know what I mean? Like, ultimately, Eric decided to do that. And then in 2013, I started this morning show. So it's been, whatever, it's been a little more than 12 years. Obviously, John Martin was my producer back then. And we've had a blast. I think about Steve White, and I think about Jennifer Biggs, but then, like, all the people who have contributed. Dan Devine got in touch with me yesterday. Like, Dan used to pop on this show and talk about the NBA. I finally feel guilty asking him to do it, because we paid him nothing. But Dan Devine, absolutely fantastic. Ron Olson would pop in here and play pranks on us.
Fart machines.
Anthony Sane guest hosted this show. Jessica Benson was a regular guest here. and was absolutely terrific. And I actually think she said yesterday on Twitter, it's one of the reasons that she ended up doing what she's doing at Grind City Media. And then the people who work at the station, Dennis Fuller and Cindy DeBartoleben, and like, and then what do you know, when John left, this old friend, Bruce Ryan, who I knew from college, said, how about Jeffrey Wright? You were at Ole Miss at the time.
Yeah, I was covering Ole Miss with Neil.
Covering Ole Miss with Neil. And so
I started their podcast. Like, I'd really worked on their getting their podcast.
And
like,
and so I'm with Jeffrey Wright. Well, okay, let's see. We need to replace John Martin. And so we started, and honestly, show got better. And that's like, John is a leading man. You know yep. what I mean? John
he's
did not
guard.
Want to be my,
he's the ball.
John's a leading man. And you're a leading man in the afternoon, but honestly, after what, like it has been, I think the show really has been better than ever. And I rely on the fact that you watch everything, but then whatever, like I could name names because so many people have contributed. Chris Harrington, like some people listen to this show for the Chris Harrington segment. Like that's why they listen to this show. And Fish on Friday on Tuesday, that happened because of the pandemic. During the pandemic, we didn't have sports to talk about. And I know people sometimes think we don't talk about enough sports, but like we had no sports then and like zero sports then. And so I was able to bring my best friend in because we had to talk about something, and he's become a regular. A lot of people have said they worry about his mental health
mm-hmm.
without his segment. So we're going to give him a double dip this week. Kevin Cerrito popped on.
Also a pandemic.
That was another pandemic edition. And he every Thursday with Writer Than Write Trivia. My friend Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphis. And again, whatever. It's been fantastic, including like, I wasn't someone. I used to kind of roll my eyes at George's spots that he did. Right, George was no one better than George at doing spots. But the truth of the matter is,
still miss Mr. B's every day.
The truth of the matter is once I started talking to Howie at Robert Irwin and the folks at Oak Hall, and you like the relationships that you form with those folks, like have really been a joy. A total joy. Plus, if you looked at the picture, Jeffrey, that was went with my story yesterday, the story we tweeted out yesterday, that's a Steo jacket from Oak Hall.
Dadgum right.
And I think the shirt underneath is from Oak Hall. Like, it totally transformed my life. So, but the best part, and this is just true, the single best part has been the way that that you get to connect with the community through radio. When you're writing a column, it's a one-way conversation. It's me thinking about my thoughts about something or interviewing someone or whatever, and then writing it down and sending it out into the world. And it's a privilege and it's a joy. And again, I think it's probably in the end what I do better than talk. But on radio, it's a conversation. And you get to know the people that you're talking to, particularly when you take calls or you get emails or you get texts. And so whether it's Too Smooth or Dennis in Whitehaven or Killian Orange Mound or Frank at the Skybox or Beale Street Bob or Lexi Johnston, who is the official Taylor Swift correspondent of the Jeff Calkins Show. I don't know if you remember Jade Rogers. Jade Rogers is...
Oh yeah,
a woman who is confined to a wheelchair, and during the Grizzlies run, she became a regular part of the conversation as well. And when we open up the phones, I really feel like we are talking to not all of Memphis, because all of Memphis doesn't listen to sports talk. I don't mean it like that, but I really do feel like we are talking to all of Memphis in the sense that we are talking to South Memphis and to Collierville and to West Memphis and to Midtown and to Frazier. And I can get emotional just thinking about that, because there are, we are so unbelievably siloed in our lives. I don't think there's a lot of things that sort of transcend and cross over. And here at this station, I think we kind of do, you know? And yeah, I think most of you know where I stand in terms of my politics, but I try not to, I try to make room for other people's beliefs as well, with their politics. And whenever I open the calls, the phone to calls, phones to calls, I am just struck by how thoughtful, how different it is, honestly, than social media, you know, like sure. people are kind and they're thoughtful and they're interesting. And the fact that folks listen every day is, I have to pinch myself. So it's just been a lot of fun, and we're going to do it this week, and I'll have this show, and then we'll see what life brings. I don't really know, honestly. I'm going to keep writing for the Daily Memphian, and then we'll see. I'm going to disappear from radio for a little bit. I'm not going to do the spots on other people's shows. Giannato now comes on your show once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Every once in a while. So I'll take a little bit of a break and, walk the dogs a little more and think about relearning to play the tuba and whatever. I might volunteer some, who knows? We'll see. I hope to be a better columnist, honestly, because of this. In the meantime, 92.9 has, they've already announced what they're going to do with this new, and it's honestly makes all the sense in the world. The truth is, it's what I suggested too. When it's obvious, it wasn't like my idea, but it's obvious what they should have done, and it's obvious what they're doing, the obvious thing, and that is moving Jason and John into this time slot. So next Monday, they're going to call it the J&J show, right?
Yep.
They're going to call it the J&J show, and they do 3 hours now from noon, from 11 to 2. Instead, they will do 3 hours from 9 until noon. And so you're going to start your day with J&J. So that's how that's going to go, which is kind of sweet given that John was in this
yep.
lineup. John was in this very spot with me for the first half of this show. And so it's familiar territory for John, and they will absolutely kill it. So Jason and John will be in this time slot. And then Jeffrey Wright and Company, you're getting an extra hour, Jeffrey.
Right getting now. An extra hour and a new start time.
Yeah, new start time and an extra hour. Jeffrey Wright and Company will be 12 to 3. What are you going to do with that extra hour? Have you figured that out yet?
We've been kicking around some ideas. The main thing for us will be making it, like, I've always done two-hour shows.
Right.
Like, keeping the energy for the third hour.
If you look around the country, people don't do two-hour shows.
Not like, often, no.
Two-hour shows are sort of rare. And so anyway, it's going to be a three-hour show. And Jeffrey now has to come in and do my show for 2 hours, go home, do whatever, and then do a split shift. Jeffrey gets to work 3 consecutive hours, so that's kind of a nice thing.
I'm very excited about.
That's a nice thing.
Might even do some show prep.
And then Gabe Kuhn, who is now 4 to 7, will instead be 3 to 6.
Yeah, which makes way more sense.
Which makes way more sense, because honestly, that last hour right now is half the time it's preempted by the Grizzlies anyway.
Right.
So that's going to be the new lineup going forward. I have immense respect for all of those folks, and they will kill it. So that's the news from Lake Wobegon, from here at 92.9 FM ESPN. I do appreciate all the people who texted and wrote and whatever. It's like going to your own funeral. And I also appreciated that there is a couple of places where I posted the story where it was a string of people saying, don't let the door hit your way out. This is the best thing I've read all day. All of that. Like, what would life be if we didn't have some of that? But the overwhelming number of people who have written have just been incredibly, incredibly nice. There's a guy named Doug Jasper who writes me from time to time. And he's grumpy a lot of the times about one thing or another. But he always talks about how, I think he listens on delay, gets him through nights at work where he works at night. And so I think about people like that. And then a woman wrote me from Arkansas, and she said her dad would be truly shaken by the news. Her dad listened every, died a year ago, and but her dad died every single morning, and she now listens because her dad listened. And so to be a part of people's lives like that, I mean, I know you don't really care about my minivan, you know, but we all are out there doing our best. And I think that connection, I'm doing my best in my way, and you all are all out there doing the best in your way, the best you can, I think is what brings us together in this enterprise. So again, we're going to do a regular show this week. And then Friday we might wallow in reminiscence a little bit. We might even take your calls. We'll take a break, come back and talk about the weekend that was. When we return, it is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show. This is what happens when you start naming names, Jeffrey. Here among the people I forgot. Ready? Jennifer Valley, sex therapist at the Jeff Calkins Show.
Official, of course.
Jennifer is such a good friend. I actually reached out to, like, again, Gary's going to join us later in the week, I believe. And then we'll have Fishman back for a double dip. And we'll get John because he was here at the very beginning. And then we did think about doing one more sex session.
PSA.
Yeah, like
for the people only.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer, last year we talked about prostate cancer. This year she wants to talk about breast cancer. and sex.
Of course.
Just sex generally, of course. Lots of sex. And then and then also breast cancer, and how that can I'm terrible talking about this. I was about to say gum up the works.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really. She would have reprimanded me for saying that. I would have to work on the verbiage before I have her back to talk about that. But some of the implications and fallouts and whatever else, but she's given a talk Friday, and so she can't probably fit us in. But want to thank Jennifer. Boo. But she's been great. When I was mentioning sponsors, of course I talked about O'Call, and of course I talked about Robert Owen Jewelers. But there's a lot. Like Leaders has been great, and Dr. Meddy. Dr. Meddy's been a friend. I mean, really, like a friend. I only met him through this. I think he started with Vernon, doing Vernon's spots. But then what often happens is you get to know these people, and like Dr. Meddy's a friend of mine now. So anyway, and then there's more. I'm sure there's more to talk about as well. Well, I'm losing my job. Other people also losing their jobs, Jeffrey. Let's talk briefly before we get into the local sports scene. Let's talk about the wildness of the NFL. Who's lost their job so far?
So, Jeff, so far of the new ones, we've had Raheem Morris. He got fired last night. I think they waited a grand total of like 64 seconds.
That was Atlanta basically cleaned house completely. Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, the GM, both whacked there.
Correct.
Right. Matt Ryan is a new. What's interesting? One of the interesting things is that the role that former quarterbacks are playing in all of this, like former great quarterbacks. The Dolphins are supposedly being advised by Dan Marino and Troy Aikman.
Yes.
And the same thing basically happening in Atlanta.
Well, that seems like Matt Ryan might actually be like director of football.
Yeah, Matt Ryan is coming back as the power behind the throne, or as the throne, actually, not just the power behind the throne. We know that Kevin Stefanski's been whacked.
Correct. Kevin Cleveland. Stefanski has been fired, but they are going to keep the GM, Barry. At least for the time being.
Barry.
Correct.
He's going to spearhead the search, is what the it said. Cincinnati.
They are keeping Zach Taylor.
Taylor is being kept.
And they are keeping Duke Tobin.
Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard back for the Colts, despite making that atrocious deal with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean,
Pete Carroll, not definitive, looks like he's out, right? But we haven't got definitive word on that.
Yes. I think the betting favorite would be he is not going to be back, but they have not made that official.
It's
no word on, it seems like the Dolphins are going to keep
McDaniel.
It seems like that.
Seems likely. Yep. And so one of the interesting things here is that this is not a year when you've got Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel ready to be hired.
Correct.
Right? And so if you're on the fence, here's how you know that it is a year that you might not want to be fired your coach, is that if you're on the fence, because what do we know about Kevin Stefanski now that he's been canned in Cleveland? He's going to the top of everybody else's list immediately.
Yeah.
And there was an early report a couple of weeks ago, the same thing would have been true of McDaniel.
Yes.
If McDaniel were going to be fired in Miami, he'd go right to the top of everybody else's list. So there's not some deep pool of highly qualified candidates who are going to get these jobs. The people who are going to get these jobs are literally the people who have failed elsewhere, including Stefanski, now supposedly one of the leaders for your beloved New York Giants, who, by the way, really screwed the pooch this weekend.
Oh, no one is worse at being bad than the
Holy
Giants.
Holy crap.
That's two consecutive years getting into the last 2 weeks of the season where they had control of the number one pick, and they will not pick number one.
That would absolutely be infuriating to me.
It is.
Now, I guess you just roll with Jackson Dart, you know? But you could have, even if you weren't going to pick a quarterback, you could have leveraged that pick to get a whole lot of stuff.
The Raiders even won yesterday.
And the Raiders even won yesterday. But by the way, speaking of infuriating, to see what the Chiefs did down the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the Chiefs...
They're picking nine, Jeff.
It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. As soon as the Chiefs missed the playoffs, they didn't come close to what they did not win another game. They were committed to the cause. And so what they're going to do, what they're going to do is absolutely reload. And if you don't think it makes a difference...
That includes losses to the Titans, Jeff, and the Raiders.
Absolutely infuriating. They're picking nine. And they're picking nine in the first round, and they're picking ninth in the second round, and they're picking nine in the third round. It is the way to manage a gap year. Just look at Lamar last night. We'll get to that game in a minute. The touchdown passes to Zay Flowers. Well, the Bills would have loved to pick Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers was picked during what was kind of a gap year for the Ravens. And so whatever, he went low 20s, I think, or whatever. Like he didn't go nine, though. Like at nine, you can get whatever the hell you want. You can get nine is unbelievable. But Zay Flowers was, you know, whatever. The higher you pick, the better chance you have a good player. And so they absolutely were committed to the cause in the way that the Giants were not. How do you feel about Kevin Stefanski going to the Giants?
I'm not in love with it, but like it gets back to the original point that you were making, which is
who would you be in love with?
Correct. Like I don't know.
Truly, who could you hire this year? That man, that's gonna.
Well, like I was thinking, like could you go like culture route? Like I don't know. Like is Brian Flores available? He's technically suing the team. But, like, I don't know. Like, if you look at Brian Flores' record in Miami, it's not.
Brian Flores certainly looks pretty good. He also has a reputation for being a difficult guy
to work with. Like, and is that going to be a guy that Joe Shane
would like?
I don't know. Like, but I mean, what we've been doing isn't working. It's part of why I don't think the Jets should quit on the whole Aaron Glenn thing.
Well, the thing about Aaron Glenn, and I heard Colin Cowherd talking about this, and he thinks they should fire him, basically. Is his argument was when the Lions were putrid in the first year under Dan Campbell, they at least showed signs of life. Now, I can't recall.
They didn't really, though. Like they were kind of.
I can't really recall.
They were kind of frisky at the end because they were catching like 17 points and they started covering some spreads, but like they weren't really that frisky.
It is true that the Jets have shown no signs of life.
No.
But it is also true.
They have no talent.
They have had an appalling quarterback situation. And as bad as they were to start the year, they got worse when they traded two of their absolute best players. I mean, we did see what Quinn and Brady Cook did in Dallas. And they literally gutted the roster. They gutted a bad roster halfway through the year.
Correct. And then they started playing an undrafted quarterback.
So do you blame Glenn for that? No, I do not. But it wouldn't excite me as a Jets fan to have him come back either.
I understand, but like my whole thing is if you're going to do the teardown, give it a shot.
I think that's right. And in the end, you still don't have your quarterback. And so it's fine to have it. If he turns out to be the sort of coach who presides over the crappy downturn, and then you get your real coach next, that's fine too. He could serve another year in that role as well. In the meantime, you have Denver as the first seed in the AFC. Seattle is the first seed and is the number one seed in the NFC. Absolutely crazy. You've got the Ravens missing. You've got the Chiefs missing. You've got the Lions missing. Absolutely crazy.
Bengals. I mean,
Bengals missing.
I mean, that was kind of obvious when Burrow got hurt.
And the
hurt,
Vikings
but still,
missing.
Yeah.
You've got Chargers at Pats.
Yep.
And Bills at Jacksonville and Texans at Steelers in the AFC. How do you feel about those games?
I mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Do you feel confident saying, like, if I tell you you got to pick all three right, do you feel confident you're going to get any of those three?
No.
Like, you
I
know
think
what I mean?
If you had to just pick all three right to get $500, I'm not confident you will do that. No, not at all.
I certainly wouldn't feel good about it.
I mean, I would pick the Pats, the Jags, and the Texans. Wouldn't you?
No, I would pick the Pats. I would pick the Bills. I'd probably pick the Texans, but I do think everyone is overreacting to the Steelers the last 2 weeks. They're going to look better
when
DK Metcalf.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right.
It's not like their offense is going to run away and hide.
In the NFC, you've got Green Bay at the Bears, the 49ers at the Eagles, and the Rams at the Panthers. Interesting there, because I think you've got Green Bay and Chicago playing in a game where no one really thinks the winner can do anything, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Whereas you've got the 49ers and the Eagles playing in a game where either one of them could win the Super Bowl.
Correct. Although, I got my questions now about the Niners as they continue. Like, their defense is obviously decimated with injuries. Right. I'm not going to overreact when you don't have Trent Williams and like all the problems they had, but they could not move the football at all on Saturday night.
And then last night we had this thrilling, ridiculous game. Absolutely ridiculous game.
Well,
I mean,
it started off Soda Script. 13-10. Right. Like, you're like, okay, neither one of these teams can move the ball.
Till you get to the second half of the fourth quarter.
And everybody's like, shots. Let's go. It's Sunday night. We'll worry about work later.
And then you've got Lamar 50 yards to the aforementioned Zay Flowers.
I'm not sure covering Zay Flowers with a linebacker is the best way to do it, but yeah.
So then Baltimore's up 17-13. So then you got Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, the storylines here are fantastic. You got Lamar coming back from injury. You got two coaches who might or might not, legendary coaches, who might or might not be on the hot seat. You've got Aaron Rodgers, who people rolled their eyes at, whatever.
And, maybe it's his last game.
Yeah, Aaron could be, yeah. And so Aaron Rodgers marches him down, and our old friend Kenny Gainwell scores to put Pittsburgh up 20-17. So then you get Lamar to Zay again, this time for 64 yards in a play where I do not know, like it was vintage Lamar. For him to escape was absolutely nuts. And Zay wide open yet again. And so then the Ravens go up. Again, all of this with the division championship on the line. And so it's back to Aaron Rodgers. And sure enough, old friend Calvin Austin this time.
Old friend Calvin Austin, even Kenny, he gets the false start penalty, but that just gave him a little bit more room to find Freiermuth over the middle. Right. Like it was just unreal.
And the whole thing was unreal. It was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh whoa! Like it was crazy back and forth. Then you're like, okay, well there you go. And then he got the missed extra point.
Yep. And first time, like, oh, I think, well, they say 89 straight.
Unbelievable. One of the best kickers in the league, Chris Boswell.
Yes.
And it looked like it was going through.
And then just.
And it like, whoop.
The wind. I mean, I don't know if the wind took it all the way, but it looked like it was a solid kick. And then it just took a hard right.
So you're like,
right.
Then, okay, well, that is going to be it. That's going to be the point that makes the difference. That opens the door.
Ravens
are
going to
win. And sure enough, with the kickoff return, the ridiculous fourth down, completion, fabulous catch on that one. They get
that was not
in range.
That was not a good throw.
What's that?
That was not a good throw.
No, it was not a good throw. It was a magnificent catch.
That was an unbelievable catch.
It was an unbelievable catch. And then you get in range, and you can criticize them for not wanting to do more. They just like...
No, the only thing that I was wondering was because the Steelers had taken all the timeouts, like getting... Rodgers had the communication issues with the helmet, and
right.
So they were wasting all their timeouts. I think there's a legitimate argument Zay Flowers should have gone down. When he's wide open, go down at the one, go down at the two. That would have gotten him to the two-minute warning, and then they could have burned even more clock, and you don't give the Steelers the ball. But at the same time, they were down. He's going and scoring. Like I'm also someone that lives in reality of like that probably wasn't going to be communicated. In
so
that,
you bring in Tyler Loop
of time.
And he's gonna send the Ravens to the playoffs. He's gonna send the Steeler faithful home in misery, and he misses.
Maybe you gotta have a bad guy's kicker.
And that ends our NFL season. Just incredible. Just incredible. Did you enjoy yourself this season?
I did. It's one of those weird years, though, where I still want to see how the playoffs go. Like to me, it's like I take it in totality.
Is this a year when, in fact, the parody of the NFL worked against them? In other words,
I think
it certainly ruined
brand,
Christmas Day.
For Christmas Day, that one at least though was injury more so than it was parody. Like that was just the. But I do think.
I mean, we celebrate the NFL's parody. They're the one that gets it right, whatever else. But do you like this?
I still want to see how this story goes. Like, if we wind up getting, you know, if we wind up just getting kind of boring playoff games where you're like, I don't know if any of these teams are good. Like, I'm going to take that into account. But I do like how we're getting to the playoffs. And I have no idea who I think is the favorite. And I have no idea who I really believe in. Like, I do think that's interesting to watch.
With Seattle, how many teams did I give you that could win? I gave you whatever three games.
We also said we had
four teams that can win the Super Bowl, and I don't know that Seattle was one of them.
No, but I mean now you have to factor in they're the one seed.
Right, I know. Absolutely.
I thought the Niners were going to play better than they did on Saturday night.
I mean, they're going to get the Rams in the next round.
I still believe in the Rams,
and they're going to get the Rams in the next round. They're going to get the game we saw a couple weeks ago at Seattle. Rams at Seattle, because the Rams are going to obviously roll over the Panthers. By the way, for all of you who don't think that a group of five division champion should be in the playoff. Do you think the Panthers division champion should be in the playoff?
So it's one of those situations where I accept the rule, but on Saturday I would be lying to you if I didn't think, man, neither of these teams deserve to be in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather see the Lions in, but I also know, like, the rules are the rules.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Unbelievable season in the NFL. We'll talk to Chris Harrington coming up in the next segment. Obviously, it was for Memphis teams. It just wasn't a great weekend, Jeffrey. The Tiger basketball team to barely beat a Rice team that lost by 49 to Tulsa. Now, Penny said that was a trap game because they lost by 49 to Tulsa. There's some spin, right? But they're down by 13, and in the first 7:20 of play, they played 10 players. Now, it wasn't a new starting lineup because he's played so many starting lineups.
Right. We're now getting to the point where
it's almost impossible to have a new starting lineup.
So many combinations. Yeah.
It's just a throwback starting lineup that we haven't seen in a while since the Purdue and Wake games. And so then you've got substitution after substitution after substitution after substitution. Again, by 12:40, they had played 10 players. They trailed by 13 at one point. They trailed at the half. And then in the second half, shockingly, played just 8 players, and it went kind of better.
No way.
No. I know. Played 8 players, and it went better. Played the starters, plus Abdur Hakeem, Julius Thedford, and Sincere Parker. But the team is a freaking mess.
Well, and then, so they're in control of the game, like, the last 45 seconds, and they're still trying to, like, set up their press.
Why are they pressing?
I have no idea.
What good can happen?
The only thing you're going to do is get quick baskets.
You're going to foul, or you're going to get beat, or you're going to give up a three. Just freaking play basketball. Why are you pressing?
Like, and I'm fine if you want to have somebody so that they can't walk the ball up. You want to have somebody, like, pressure the ball.
But
they were setting up their full press.
It's just an infuriating team.
It kept Rice in the game.
Offensive turnover percentage is 20.7%. There are 365 teams. They are number 338. They turned the ball over 15 times again. They fouled 26 times. 15 turnovers to 10 assists. They averaged 20.9 fouls. They foul too much. They turn the ball over too much. They don't have a consistent rotation. You know, one of the things that I will not be around to talk about is what happens to this basketball team. And let's be honest, what happens to this basketball staff?
Yeah, the program
here,
in general.
Here
yeah.
is the truth. Let us come to grips with this truth. If this coach were Joe Smith, there would absolutely be clamoring to have a change of coaching staff.
Even after last year?
Even after last year. After last year, I mean, Larry Finch was fired after a year just like last year, and he was another icon. Let's be honest. Well, I mean, you have to be honest about this. 8 years, one tournament win? And two of the last 3 years, again, I hope this year turns out to be brilliant, right? I hope they figure this out while I'm gone. Maybe without me talking, they're going to straighten it all out. But two of the last 3 years, disaster. Attendance cratering. Like,
I mean, there's no question on
like,
that.
What do people look at? They look at, does the team look well coached? Does it seem like it's headed in the right direction? And by the way, is there momentum and attendance behind this coach? And the answer there is no, no, no. He will be treated differently because he should be treated differently.
Yeah, I also would like to know, like, if you could get truth serum on Ed Scott, like, what is the expectation he holds the program to?
Well, I mean, I think...
Because if they still make the tournament, which, by the way, they're sitting here, like, as bad as it's been, They're still 2-0 in the league.
Oh, they're 2-0 in the league.
And they're probably going to be the highest rated team.
They're not the betting favorite to win the league. They're not the second betting favorite to win the league.
They still have they
certainly could win the league. Does this look like a well-run program to you right now?
No, but how much of it is getting caught in whether or not I was right or wrong, thinking you were going to have one of the two guys back, and then you get caught without
that's
him.
Part of the job. Part of the job is to figure that out.
I agree.
Part of the job is to manage that stuff. Like, I mean, with all due respect, like, again, like, do people believe in this program anymore?
Well, I mean, if people are voting with their feet, no.
I guess here's the hope. The hope is that they continue to win games. You point out, they're 2-0. And that they continue to win games. And they get us one of the top two seeds. And when they win the tournament, if they win the tournament, it will be a glorious celebration because it will be much more meaningful. It was fun to win the tournament last year. Like, super fun.
But they were fine.
It's just great. Seeing Penny cut down the net, seeing the players emotional, having the picture. It's just fantastic. It really is. And this year, when they win, it will be for an automatic bid that they will need. And so it will be the happiest celebration.
Yes.
And then they can go. And once you're in, you never know what's going to happen. There is talent on this team, some anyway. And so and then you've picked three of these players, whatever, who you're going to build around and who are going to come back. And it's going to appear more rational.
Right.
Going forward. Right. That's the hope.
Yes. And that's not an impossible, like what we just laid out there. Like, sometimes we'll do the whole ifs, like the whole ifs, and you're like, all right, there's a path, but let's be real. Like, that's a very narrow, 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 narrow path. What you just laid out is completely
totally
reasonable.
Rational. None of those things. If I had added in once they get into the tournament, they're going to win a game, you might have said that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, let's see the matchup.
Well, it's just like the truth of the matter is here, this is where we are. Like, you guys are going to have a fascinating year to talk about because you're going to have that to sort out. And then this Grizzlies stuff is just, it's like we talked about with Chris last week. You can absolutely, this team, if healthy, looks like a good team.
Yeah. Not a contender, but a good, solid playoff team.
But you can't, we have reached the point.
We're expecting good health is like unreasonable.
Where you just can't believe it. We are beaten down as a fan base, and it was exacerbated. You had Cedric Coward absolutely playing lights out of his mind, and against the Lakers, and then he rolls an ankle, and you're like, "What the? How is this? Does even if you don't blame anyone, and you don't like, I think it's the training staff is the reason he stepped on and rolled his ankle. That's ridiculous." There's no one to blame for this, but I don't know how you can continue to muster hope and the kind of hope that is required to buy tickets and go down there and support them and whatever else when you just see injury after injury after injury after injury. I do believe that if they were healthy, I think they're probably one of the top six teams in the West.
Yeah.
But how do we possibly know? And then it didn't help the jaw, like, mysteriously doesn't play game two, calf.
And like, I understand they're probably being cautious with it because it is something that's crept up. And there's clearly throughout the NBA, there's a worry about calf injuries. Like there, and I don't know if that's just the direct result of two really high profile Achilles tears last year, but everybody believing that, but it's not like the Grizzlies are alone in being hypersensitive to calf.
I totally,
I'm with you. It's like, okay.
And so there again, you are going to have a fascinating spring as the trade deadline looms. One of the things I'll ask, does the fact that we have not seen the lineup, will not see the lineup, apparently, this run of injuries, does it make it more likely that they will make some kind of a deal at the trade deadline, or does it make it less likely? Because you, in order to make a deal, you want to know what you're dealing from.
Right. I tend to believe it makes it less likely because they do want to try. Like, they've seen enough positive returns that they want to give it a full go.
They are still in the play-in, but now they have been passed by Portland, so they are 10th. They are 10th in the play-in. By the way, the freaking Suns, just that was our hope for the high lottery pick. They are now 21-14 after beating the Thunder last night. And so there's your Suns. There goes that sadly does not look like it is going to produce the future star for the Grizzlies. That pick, the Grizzlies do have a 2.5 game lead on Dallas, the Clippers, and Utah for 10th. Of those, Dallas, if they deal Anthony Davis, certainly they're not trying. Utah is not trying, but the Clippers are trying, and they had won some games in a row before they were beaten by the Celtics the other day. And but so if they get healthy, they absolutely not only will hang on to a play-in spot, I think they could overtake.
They can get up to eight. Yeah.
But if they don't get healthy, which is the state that we have seen perpetually, they could easily miss the play-in.
Yeah. Clippers could pass them.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll talk to Chris Harrington about all of this when we get back. We'll talk about the college football playoff as well as Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,